So this guy has a diagnosis of surreptitious thyrotoxicosis, also known as factitious thyrotoxicosis, which means he's injecting thyroid hormone. Surreptitious means secretive, okay? So the vignette need not tell you that the patient works as a pharmacist. That's actually too buzzy, too easy. But we look at the rest of the vignette, it's corroborating. We have a high heart rate, that makes sense for hyperthyroidism. He's lost 10 pounds the past month, that makes sense. BMI is 26. It's like, ooh, wow, he's overweight. How does that make sense? You can, by all means, have a BMI of 40 and be injecting thyroid hormones. So don't get pulled into the BMI here. The rest of the vignette is corroborating for the hyperthyroidism. We look at the TSH, it's suppressed. That makes sense because if you're injecting thyroid hormone, you're going to suppress the hypothalamic pituitary axis. TRH and TSH will both decrease. And then in turn, the thyroid gland will be understimulated, which is why it's small and non-palpable. And the thyroid gland will be underproducing thyroid hormone. So that's why the radioiodine uptake is decreased. There's no need for the thyroid gland to be producing its own endogenous thyroid hormone when the patient is exogenously administering it. So once again, this diagnosis is surreptitious thyrotoxicosis, aka factitious thyrotoxicosis. And when we compare to some of the other answers here, Graves' disease, that is hyperthyroidism, and we would also have a suppressed TSH, but the thyroid gland would be demonstrating increased radioiodine uptake, diffuse uptake, okay? And the thyroid gland, they would not describe as small and non-palpable. By all means, you need not have a palpable thyroid gland or a goiter. You need not have that with Graves' disease, but the vignette is not going to go out of its way to tell you the thyroid gland is small specifically. They won't describe it as small. They could say it's non-palpable, but they're not going to say it's small. Bottom line is radioiodine uptake would be increased diffusely in Graves' disease, which is what we do not have in this vignette. Graves' disease, two of the specific findings will be exophthalmos, where the eyes protrude, okay? So proptosis, that's specific for Graves' disease. So if you think about different causes of hyperthyroidism, such as toxic adenoma, toxic multinodular goiter, et cetera, if the patient has exophthalmos, that's specific for Graves' disease. So you know right away that that's specifically the diagnosis for the hyperthyroidism cause. And also pretibial myxedema, so glycosaminoglycan deposition in the shins, that's specific for Graves' disease. So Graves' disease is caused by an autoantibody against the TSH receptor. It's an activating antibody. It's called TSI, thyroid stimulating immunoglobulin, okay? And then we can treat Graves' disease with propylthiouracil and methimazole. So, once again, not the diagnosis here. Hashimoto thyroiditis, that would be hypothyroidism, most common cause in Western countries. We'd have a high TSH, not a low TSH. And of course, our heart rate would generally be sinus bradycardia on the order of 55 to 60. The patient would not have recent weight loss, most likely. And the thyroid gland can sometimes be described as enlarged, okay? And radioiodine would be decreased. But Hashimoto, we can treat with T4 analog levothyroxine or just administer T3 triiodothyronine, okay? As I said, most common cause of hypothyroidism in Western countries, worldwide, most common cause would be iodine deficiency. So, and they also want you to know that the biopsy of Hashimoto is going to show a lymphocytic infiltrate. The other name, the non-eponymous name for Hashimoto thyroiditis is chronic lymphocytic thyroiditis. That shows up on a 2CK NBME specifically, where they ask for lymphocytic infiltrate. It sounds very step one-like. It's fair game for step one, but I'm just making note that for whatever reason, it shows up on a 2CK NBME. Riedel thyroiditis, weird diagnosis, low yield. Maybe I threw that in there to be an asshole because some students get distracted. That's an idiopathic fibrosis of the thyroid gland that can also affect other organ systems. But it's actually considered a type of inflammation. That's why it's thyroiditis. But it leads to fibrosis of the thyroid gland and can lead to a woody consistency, like literally woody in quotes, is how they can describe the thyroid gland on examination. But Riedel thyroiditis, if that were ever to show up as the answer, it can present similarly to anaplastic carcinoma of the thyroid gland, which can invade adjacent structures such as the esophagus. So if they were to give a vignette where there might be some sort of esophageal extension in combination with a woody thyroid gland on examination, that's Riedel thyroiditis, but not the answer here, just a distractor. When people aren't sure, they choose weird things. And then we look at choice E, thyroid failure, idiopathic senile type. I just completely made that up. Once again, I was being an asshole, so that's not anything. So you need to know that this vignette is surreptitious thyrotoxicosis. Surreptitious means secretive. USMLE will write it out as the answer choice, sometimes either that or factitious thyrotoxicosis, okay? So I'm going to make more questions on some of this thyroid stuff, but a high-yield takeaway for you. Okay, that's it.